I am so ready for this show tonight. It is literally the only thing I've been able to think about for the past week. Like, legit, today I picked this outfit out from my closet because I had nothing else to do except sit here and wait. Yeah, well, I'm gonna do my makeup now because I didn't feel like sitting around all day with this stuff on if I didn't have to. That's something I usually put off until I need to leave. At least a majority of it, anyway. My eyes are pretty easy to do in the mornings, but otherwise, the rest of it goes on later. Okay, listen, you can't just sit there and criticize me when you don't even wear this kind of stuff. Sometimes you've got to let a girl do what she's got to do, you know? See, you get it. Just be patient for a little and then we can head out, all right? Oh, I found it on one of the forums I go on sometimes to check out some stuff. It's just me and a bunch of other goths talking about clothes and stores, or sometimes just sharing what we already have. And I'm not saying that it's all we do, but sometimes it's hard to find new clothes with this kind of style. Not everything is advertised right in our face, so sometimes we like to share hidden gems that we found that some of us might not know about yet. Yeah, they were talking about some band that was going to be playing near where we are, so I thought I'd look into it. No, they don't know specifically. I wouldn't tell people on the internet my exact location, but they at least know the general area where I live. I thought it was going to be maybe like a 2-hour drive or something, but I guess we lucked out. Yes, we. Just because I'm dragging you along doesn't mean you're not gonna like it. You compliment my stuff all the time, so I figured maybe you'd like a little goth event. Unless you've only been saying that stuff to be nice to me. Yeah, that's what I thought. If you were, I was gonna have to smack you and find a new replacement friend. Someone that will treat me like a queen and never betray me. I'm not going to take that from you. You have a bigger head than I do sometimes, even without my new hype person. Okay, so let's say my new hypothetical person were to inflate my ego a little and tell me that I always look good no matter what I'm wearing. Do you really think that I would be more egotistical than that time you beat me at a board game and bragged about it for like a week straight? How? Do you really think I'd be the type of person that would just flaunt myself around and tell people that I'm that much better because of my one outfit? You know, like your one victory? Okay, smart ass, I don't want to hear it from you. The moment I start acting like that is the moment you can shut me up. But I'm still gonna find a new friend in the meantime. I don't know. Maybe it'll make you so jealous that you'll come crawling back to me on your hands and knees just to let us hang out together again. Okay, whatever. Just sit there and be patient. I'll be done soon and then we can leave. I'm literally almost done. Yes, I am. Look, I'm as impatient as you are to leave, but this kind of stuff takes time. I literally never go to things like this, but I wanted to try it, and I don't want my first time to be when I put in like half an effort. Yeah, well, you're different. You're cute and all, but my makeup takes a little more time and patience, if you haven't noticed. Well, no, I'm not, but I'd like to at least feel good while I'm there. I shouldn't have to want to find someone at the show just to want to look nice. It's my own form of self-care, and honestly, I love it. I've always found the aesthetic really nice, and we're actually going to a place this time where people get it instead of just people behind a screen. A few of them told me they've seen some shows of this band before, and from what they said, it sounded like an underrated band that has a big goth fan base. You'll be fine. Not everyone there is going to be dressed up like I am, so you're not going to stand out too much. Well, yeah, but it's still a concert nonetheless. Even at a small venue, they're not going to care about what colors you're wearing. They mainly just want to see the band they paid to listen to and spent time driving for. Plus, you willingly chose that outfit to wear to the show, so that's on you. Did I actually not? I could have sworn I told you when I asked you to come. Okay, well, I'll make sure to mention the party's theme next time. I was just really excited to go, okay? It probably slipped my mind to say that there were going to be a bunch of goths. I mean, if you didn't want to because of that, then I would have been fine with it. I might have tried asking someone else, but it may have just ended with me going by myself anyway, which I guess is no big deal. I just thought I'd ask you first, since we already do everything together anyway. Well, I like spending time with you too. You're a sweet thing that's always been so good for me. Almost like my personal little pet. So, do you like my outfit? What did you just call me? No, say that again. I'm not gonna laugh, I swear. I just didn't catch it the first time, so I wanted to hear it clearly. I'm not gonna say anything weird. Come on. When have I ever done something really bad? I'm only asking for you to say it again. God, you look a lot cuter all of a sudden. Does it really embarrass you so much that you can't even look at me anymore? Even your face is such a bright red. I didn't even know you could make that color. I only asked for you to repeat what you just said to me. You can do that, can't you? Your voice is so shaky when you try to deny it. But I think I already know what I heard earlier. It was only two simple words. Three syllables. Yes, what? Yes. There you go. That wasn't so hard, was it? And how long have you been thinking about that one, huh? I mean, you said it so suddenly. It must have been on your mind for a while if you blurted it out like that. Was it something I said, or is it something more than that? You still can't even answer me clearly. Was it that embarrassing for you to have said something like that? Were you really that far into your own headspace that you couldn't hold it in anymore? How long have you been thinking about me like that? No, you're not denying this one. We've been friends for so long, and not once have you said that to me. I didn't even know you were into it, to be honest. But does that mean that you're into me? Or are you into something that's been going on in your head? I wish you wouldn't look away from me so much. You've never had too many problems with keeping eye contact before, but the more I talk to you now, the worse it gets. Almost like it really is about me. Your voice is getting a little shaky, and I just can't help but think about how cute it is to see you so flustered. About how much I just really want to be closer to you, so I can take your wrists so gently and pin you down to my bed. Oh, did that finally get your attention? I can almost feel your heart pounding against your wrists. Because you actually like me, don't you? Something about what I said made you think about me being a mommy. So much that you couldn't even help yourself but to say it when I finally showed myself to you. It must have been so much easier to look at my back while I was working on myself in the mirror. But seeing my face now was a little too much for you. Don't look away again. I need you to stay here with me. I want you to be close enough that you can feel my breath on your lips. Smell the mint on my tongue with every word. I want you to admit to me that you want to call me mommy. I'm not moving until you say it. The concert can wait a little longer because I'm a bit more interested in something else right now. So, are you going to tell me? Or are we going to sit like this for a while? Because I can see on your face what you really want from me, and I highly doubt your heart can handle me being this close for too long. So, what's it gonna be? That's better. And would you say no if I asked to kiss you? Good puppy. Yeah, we can go to the concert now. But I want to be able to kiss you a little more. Right now, and at the venue. Can you give me that much? Oh, you are a very good puppy for that answer.